This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I saw this story. It was about the first woman to referee an NFL playoff game. And it was, and they show, you know, a side view of the woman in her zebra outfit and the whole deal. And I thought to myself, file this under Who Gives a Crap. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I don't know how you feel about first. I grew up in an era of first. Black folks depend on first. We do. And I know white folks do to a degree, but not to the degree of black people. So don't even get into the contest, okay? Okay, white folks? Just stop it. Because you cannot compete with black folks. We are trained to look at the first. There are books dedicated to the first. The first black man to do this, the first black woman to do that, the first black this. And I will tell you, just to be in full disclosure, I so enjoy hearing about some of these firsts. The first black person to serve in the Senate, to serve in Congress, to be a judge, to be a lawyer, to be this doctor, this type of doctor, for this invention or whatever. It is a source of pride. Yeah. With Jackie Robinson, Jack Johnson, you know, Muhammad Ali, whatever, and Joe Lewis, you know, all these, for Arthur Ashe, Wyoming Attias. You know, I can name them because we studied them. And it was because it was so transformational at the time when Jesse Owens goes to the Olympics in Germany and beats up on the Aryans and that kind of thing. Just an amazing thing. But here's what's interesting. Do you know who came in second in the 100-meter dash in the Olympics? It was another black dude. And I don't even know his name. He came in second, and get this, he also beat the world record. Yeah, he beat the German, and he beat the world record. Thing is, you don't know his name, because he came in second. The first outdid the second. And so, but we are caught up in that culture of first, because it was always something transformational, like when Jack Johnson, the first black heavyweight champion of the world boxing world, just beat up on white man. Man, it was a source of pride because we were made to feel little, and so we had to find our ways to feel good, right? But now I hear she's the first black woman to become this or that. Really? We live in a time where I'm like, okay, great, congratulations, move on. There's no oppression for me to go, oh, and it was funny, like my grandmother was the first one in her family to graduate from high school. And I remember people telling me that. Yeah, you know, mother dear was the first one in her family to graduate from high school. But there were so many of us that graduated from high school since, and I was like, okay. I remember as a kid going, wow, okay. What are we supposed to celebrate? Now we graduate high school, no big deal. My older brother, Larry, was the first one to graduate from college in our family. That was a bigger deal because I was still in high, you know, still in school, so I hadn't graduated, and no, you know, it was a first, but it wasn't like, okay, well, he's the first black dude to graduate from college. It was almost like, well, I get it. We live in a time where now we should be graduating from college. Tell one of my sons, yeah, well, you know, Larry, your cousin Larry, and uncle, you know. Long story, he's my cousin, but he's like my brother. But if you say, hey, Larry graduated from college, he was the first one to graduate from college, my kids are like, and? But we, it's iconic, you know, based on what it is. So, I don't know, maybe it would be, he became the first black .com billionaire. Oh, okay. That got my attention. Somebody to compete with Zuckerberg, which, by the way, I plan on being that. But somebody to compete with Zuckerberg and Jack and others, yeah, that would be kind of interesting, but no big deal. I remember hearing, oh, Barack Obama's going to be the first black president. I was like, okay, big deal. I get it. I get that the world was a big, but for me, it was like, who cares? So I see this story. First woman to referee an NFL game. And I'm like I care. To be honest with you, I didn't know a woman hadn't done an NFL game. I don't know and I don't care. Women have historically not cared about sports, particularly men's sports, the NFL. So, if not surprised, it would be like saying he's the first man to referee a roller derby. Oh, cool. Yeah, do we hear, and I know people are thinking of this opposite, Kevin, we don't have to say he's the first man to do something. Or the first. Yeah, you do. There's a first man to do everything that the first woman did. There's a first white person that did everything that the first black person did. We just learn to dismiss it. And here's what I'm getting. White folks don't care about your first. For the most part, you don't care. I mean, maybe you care. Oh, he was the first one to get his PhD in the family or, you know, okay. But you don't look at it like, well, nobody else in the family could have ever gotten a PhD. Thank God we got our first one. You just go, phew. My brother is the first one in our family to get his PhD. But let me tell you, ask him, does he think, could Kevin have gotten his PhD? He would go, yeah, no big deal. The first is okay, but is it possible for others? Yeah, Kevin chose not to. But we make a big deal. But here, I want to go back to my main point. When you are no longer fixated on, oh, she's the first woman in the NFL. Okay, what? She's the first female NBA basketball referee. Okay. She's the first Major League Baseball umpire, female umpire. Okay. Who cares? Go do your job. Who's the first person in your family to eat chicken? Who's the first person in your family to go to prison? Look, I'm all about first. But it's overdone. It's overdone. I wish I'd done more research before I even talked about this so I could give you a list of just silly first. She's the first Asian woman to serve in this cabinet department. She's the first black woman to ever serve in this role. Who cares, ladies? You're competent. When you stop counting is when I think you finally get into the real world. That's why I don't care, you know, who there. Believe it or not, there are still many firsts to be had in the NBA or in the NFL where it is overwhelmingly black. There are still many firsts for blacks. Ask me if I care. I don't care because, you know, whatever the role is in the NBA, whatever rule or record or whatever needs to be made or broken, I look at it as at some point a black dude's going to do it. So why is it? What does it matter? If a white guy does it, they're not sitting around keeping score.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We live in a time of the worst double standard I think I've seen in political history. Just the worst double standard. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Look, we've always known that conservatives, Republicans, pragmatists like ourselves, we get the short end of the stick. You play by the rules, you know, there's somebody cheating. It's like the athlete that says, you know, I'm going to go in the gym, I'm going to work hard, and then there's a guy over there juicing. And he's not nearly the athlete, but he juices. It triggers different things in his body. He shoots by you, but you choose to play it by the rules. And you're going, God, it's funny. When I was a kid, I was always a better athlete. I mean, genetically, I feel like I'm a better athlete. I work hard, and this guy doesn't work as hard, but somehow he's getting ahead. I don't get it. This is what Carl Lewis said when Ben Johnson shot by him in the Olympics and beat him. I mean, crushed him. Carl Lewis had been the dominant dude. Skinny guy, skinny kid from New Jersey that just could flat out fly and jump. And suddenly there's this guy that comes out of nowhere, and Lewis is like, look, we all train the same. doing it by the book, by the rules. And I remember when Lewis first made, Carl Lewis said, look, he goes, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not pointing out any fingers at anybody in particular, but he goes, these numbers that people are improving by, that you cannot physically improve by it just by doing it naturally. We're talking about incremental, you know, taking, when you run the 100 in 9.92 and suddenly you're running it in 9.73, Lewis is like, that doesn't happen in our world. You're shooting for 9.91, you know, 9.90 on a really good day with the most loud wind. You don't make jumps of a tenth of a second. It just doesn't happen. But that's the way it is. But we have a double standard where there are people out there going, that's okay. Hey, it's all right. You know, the Lance Armstrongs of the world. Hey, I'm curing cancer. I'm helping cancer. The double standard of Obama versus Trump couldn't be more glaring. You tell me. Obama killed many, many people with drone strikes. Syria. He oversaw Syria gassing its people. He allowed the rise and expansion of ISIS. Now, what did Trump do? President Trump brings ISIS to its knees. I wouldn't say he defeated them, but he certainly kicked the crap out of them. He's effectively ended the Korean War. And he's bringing troops home from all these war-torn regions where most Americans agree we don't need to be interfering in these people's stuff. Look, I get we need to have our hand in it, but the best way to have our hand in your business is through our economy. Few people on the ground, State Department folks, understanding where things are, but for the most part, staying out of your tribal nonsense and just learning to understand your culture better and how we work within it. That's it. We don't need to have troops there. And he brings them. Had Obama done the things that Trump did, we wouldn't even be having a discussion about how great the man was. But Obama gets a Nobel Peace Prize, and Donald Trump, for his efforts, is facing impeachment. I mean, he never will, but I'm saying they're threatening to impeach the guy. A guy who's got his record. It is a double standard. And we're electing these clowns. We're electing people that don't represent us, have self-interest, and what's worse, their self-interest is so I get frustrated because it's so it's lunacy. I'm looking for the word. There it was. Anyway, when these people, most of them got sworn in the first day of Washington, I don't know if you guys heard this, but it was a crazy day. And let me give you some of the things that some of these you've heard, some of them maybe you haven't. But Kyrsten Sinema refused to take her oath of office on a Bible. She used the law book. Don't know what law book. But she used a book that isn't going to endure. We choose the Bible because it endures. It's the most printed book on the planet. But she didn't do it. Rashid Tlaib, she's out, the cinema you guys know is in Arizona, but Tlaib is in Michigan, took her oath on what she calls Jefferson's Quran. She said, some of our founding fathers knew more about Islam than some members of Congress now. But here's what she didn't know. Jefferson got a translation of the Quran so he could understand the Islamic Barbary pirates against whom presidents would wage war when he became president. And so, you know, you guys know from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. But he was learning all about these people and what they stood for as a study, as a potential adversary. Know your enemy. And he understood probably more than most at the time, certainly at the time, the real threat of these Barbary pirates and what it was costing America, the newly formed country. They would have bankrupted us had we paid their booty. They call, you know, I think they call it demitude or something. It's like a fee. Anyway, Tlaib later went to a reception sponsored by MoveOn.org And that's where she declared that we're going to go in there and impeach the motor scooter. This is day one, folks, of Congress. Day one. Then the world map on the wall in Tlaib's office had a post-it note on it labeled Palestine or Palestine over the state of Israel. This is day one. This is so clear. It's amazing to me. Anyway, Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat out of Minnesota, lied to her constituents about her support for the efforts to boycott and sanction Israel. So these are two Muslim women now that are in office, and the one of them flipped day one. Then what about Ocasio-Cortez? They call her the wave of the future, the Democrats' future. And they're celebrating the victory of anti-Semites, people that hate Israel, that want to see it destroyed. Representative Jennifer Waxman, a Democrat out of Virginia, posted a transgender flag outside of her office. Yes, the transgender have a flag. I did not know this. What part of the rainbow did they steal? Representative Steve Cohen, a Democrat out of Tennessee, introduced a constitutional amendment to eradicate the Electoral College. Representative Brad Sherman out of California introduced articles of impeachment against President Trump. Day one, folks. And not to be outdone, Nancy Pelosi herself, first woman to become speaker twice, and the first bill she pushed through the House was an appropriations bill that gave an additional $12 billion in foreign aid to multiple countries and provided more money to promote abortions overseas.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No, someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 26-day-long partial government shutdown is doing more to harm the nation's economy than earlier estimates indicated. The White House Council of Economic Advisers said on Tuesday the shutdown of one quarter of the federal government is slashing more than a tenth of a percent off the economy for every week it continues. Georgia Republican Representative Doug Collins tells Fox News President Trump has been very clear in saying what he wants.
He's made it very clear. We need border security. It's amazing to me right now that Democrats say they want border security, but yet they're allowing their leadership to hold the American government hostage. A partial government shutdown is laying at the feet of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
ISIS is taking credit for a suicide bomb attack in Syria. At least four U.S. troops have died and other injuries were reported. It's the first attack on U.S. forces since President Trump announced American troops were going to be pulling out of Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The 10-year-old was asked on a test. A teacher sent this to me in a tweet. And a 10-year-old was asked, it's a 10-question test, and one of the questions was, what keeps you from moving ahead? And he wrote, white people. And of course, it was a black kid. Anyway, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. White people. And it made me think about what keeps you from moving ahead is this idea about white people. And I tell people all the time, racism is taught. It's taught. It's taught in schools. It's openly taught. A 10-year-old kid, what keeps you from moving ahead? He doesn't say, you know, I don't have quite the advantages sometimes. I can't get a tutor or I don't get coaches or whatever. It's just white people. Now the teacher marked it wrong. And I don't know what the discussion was after that, but I just find it, to me, that's profound. When I was 10 years old, if you'd said, Kevin, what keeps you from moving ahead? I would have said, myself. If I want to move ahead, I move ahead. If I don't, I don't. And I don't blame anybody. If I want to get ahead, I just work hard. But this kid has no concept of what's keeping him from moving ahead. He's already got a built-in excuse. White people. To me, that's incredible. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about it. It makes me mad. You know, there's an L.A. teacher strike going on right now. And I don't know if you guys have heard about it. 600,000 people are striking. Kids will be affected. Not teachers. Kids will be affected. Here's the soundbite on it.
Well, for one thing, Jim, the teachers have been working without a contract since July 2017. They've been negotiating with the school district, and that has fallen apart as of Friday. So now, as promised, despite the weather here in Los Angeles, teachers are out here protesting along with people who are supporting them. I'm joined right now by Andrea Cohen. She's been teaching at this high school, John Marshall High School, for 24 years. It's not just the pay raise that the teachers are looking for. What else is so important to teachers?
Yeah, it's absolutely not the pay raise. It's about class size reduction, in other words, hire more teachers, Austin Buettner. We want to have fully staffed schools. That means librarians, nurses, psychiatric social workers, and their interns. We have 46, 45, 50 students in a class, in academic classes. It's unacceptable.
Wow. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I think teaching is a noble profession. I think inside of all of us is a teacher. Most of us. I wouldn't say all of us. A lot of people are like, Kevin, I can't teach. I got a golf buddy. He is amazing. I mean, I just love watching his swing. But I'll tell you this. You ask him to critique you, he's like, I don't know. I don't know. And you almost like, you just don't want to tell me because you don't want me to swing like you. He doesn't. He can't teach. And he admitted it. He goes, man, I can't teach. He goes, get a qualified teacher. I can't teach. So, it drives me crazy because I got to watch his beautiful swing and then I have a terrible swing. But I think most of us, there's something inside of us where we want to teach. I mean, when you have a talent, and I'll use me as an example. When people ask me, I'm doing Q&A after a speech, and people are just throwing questions at you, and you don't even have to think. You know, you're just like, okay, well, interesting question, Bill, so let me flip that. Let me give you this scenario. And they're just out there like, wow, he's such a guru. I never would have known that. And they wouldn't. You're so good at it. One of my acquaintance was doing a project for me, who's a dream analyst, and just hearing the, I got a clip, because I'm trying to help her get on a show, but I got a clip, and she was doing Q&A with people, and they were just throwing these things at them about their dreams, and she was like, oh, so this means this and that, and this, that, and the other, and what were you thinking the day before you dreamed that? And it was so cool, and I'm sitting there just dumb on the subject, and just soaking it in like that is so insightful. It's amazing. I mean, we all want to teach. So I love teachers. I love teachers that want to be in it for the right reasons. But let's just analyze what we're talking about here. 32,000 teachers and staff walked out in L.A. This is a Democrat-dominated profession, a leftist, liberal-dominated profession. They walk out. I mean, is L.A. run by Republicans? No. Is the school system run by Republicans? No. We are nowhere near this problem, okay? But our kids have to deal with it. The 600,000 kids that are a fallout of it, which, by the way, I would love to do the math on that. 32,000 teachers. Let's just do it now. 32,000 teachers with, 600,000 students. So let's just do this real quick. 600,000 divided by 32,000. 32,000. So that's roughly 19 kids per teacher. 19 kids per teacher. Now, what does he say? We have classes that are 45 people. And they've been without a contract. 45 people. So they want more money and they want less kids. I get it. I would, when I used to teach martial arts to lots of students, you have a class that's got 50 people. It'd be 50 kids. And then there'd be the class where there'd only be seven kids. Maybe it was a snow day or something, so these kids, it'd only be seven. Love those classes. That one-on-one, you can really adjust technique. But anyway, these teachers, suppose they have 45 people in a class. Well, the first thing I would say is, if you got 32,000 teachers and you have 600,000 students, you don't have 40-something people in the class. That's number one. But what does she want? She says the classes are too large. We want more teachers. So explain that to me. I just did the math, which to me says they want a stronger union. And after I heard the teachers union guy say, I don't care about the kids. I don't care about the parents. I care about you, the teachers. I care about making your union strong. Then she goes on to say, we need more librarians. We need more nurses. We need more psychiatric nurses and their interns. I'm thinking, what are you teaching? You know, and then what she didn't say was what the problem is, why they have so many of these other kids. And you want to know what it is? It's illegals. Yeah. In Los Angeles, they have such an influx of illegal students, the kids of illegals, that it's breaking the system. Now, the governor has made it a sanctuary state. L.A. is a sanctuary city. They don't want to even prosecute illegals, let them out on the street, whatever. So they've given the green light for them to come over. They ask this question. How many English as a second language teachers do you need? How much translation do you need in these schools for these kids? And I could go on. How much money is being spent to deal with a problem that shouldn't even exist in the school? So let's just do the math. I don't have any numbers. I want you to do your own research. We are not news here. We are Kevin Jackson's opinion at the Kevin Jackson Show. But I want you to do the math. Take out whatever percentage of illegals you believe are in the school system in California. So if there are 600,000 students, if you say, Kevin, there's 10% illegals, take out 60,000 of them. Okay? And ask yourself, what's the impact? If it's 20%, take out 120,000, and now you've only got 480,000 students. What's the impact? You get what I'm saying? Every one of these issues that these teachers are talking about, name me any of them. Give me a healthcare provider that says, we have too many people in our emergency room. And I say, okay, great. How would it be in your emergency room if we got rid of 10% of the people that are there? 20% of the people that come in all the time. How would your emergency room be? A lot less hectic, right? Any government agency, welfare, how would that be? The people who are waiting to get Section 8 housing or to get some sort of government, I'm talking about citizens. How better would it be if you didn't have to be burdened with the illegal problem? So that's why I have zero sympathy for these teachers. I have zero, because this is a problem that has zero to do with conservatives. Nothing to do with us. Not a thing. We didn't create it. We don't exacerbate it in any way. This is a problem. This is a cancer that is metastasized under leftism. From the governor to the mayor of L.A. to the head of the teachers, the superintendent or whatever they call it, with teachers, to the teachers, all of them, every single part of this food chain is leftist. And you know how they want to solve it? They want to solve it with your tax dollars. They want to, and what's interesting is in your attempt is, I'm talking about we conservatives, in our attempt to fix it by saying, okay, we're going to start solving your problem. We're going to make this problem not exist in a decade because we're going to have legal immigrants. We're going to close down the border. We're going to make it to where you cannot be a part of our system if you're illegally a part of it. You can't do it. You're not going to our schools. You're going home. You're not going to take advantage of our health care. You're not going to take advantage of our welfare. That's going to go to the people that deserve it. So immediately, the teachers in the next year and a year and a year after that, over the next decade, are going to have fewer and fewer students. They're going to have fewer and fewer language barriers and so on and so forth. That's what we should be shooting for.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, the list of stooges. I mean, Democrats is long looking to be president. They think they can knock off Donald Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. They want to knock him off. Get rid of him. So here's one of them. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat out of Hawaii, announced she would run for president in 2020. In an interview with CNN's Van Jones that will air on Saturday night, Gabbard stated, "I have decided to run and will be making a formal announcement next week." Well, welcome to the party, Tulsi Gabbard. Tiana, there are a lot of reasons for me to make this decision. There are a lot of challenges that are facing the American people that I'm concerned about and I want to help to solve. She said healthcare access, criminal justice reform, climate change would be central to her message, but cited one factor as paramount, asserting there is one main issue that is central to the rest, and that is the issue of war and peace. Look forward to being able to get into this and to talk about it in depth when we make our announcement. War and peace. Okay, Tolstoy, I'm waiting on you. Then Julian Castro, he officially announced his intention to run for president in 2020. Castro served as President Obama's Housing and Urban Development Secretary from 2014 to 2017. When Julian Castro was brought in, I told everybody, I said, this is Obama trying to build a lineup, if you will, of potential presidential candidates, because he did not like that Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and that group was going to be following him. Now, the problem was Julian Castro was wholly unqualified. He was a former mayor of San Antonio, which is essentially the mayor of Mexico, of a city in Mexico. And he was brought up is to make him, you know, part of the, what they call it, on deck, if you will. But he, I want to play a clip from Julian Castro just to give you an idea of how this guy thinks, okay?
You laid out a lot of programs there. One of the questions you're going to face if you run is how you're going to pay for them. Why don't you use something the newest, youngest member of Congress right now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, said that's going to air on 60 Minutes tonight about how to pay for things.
You look at our tax rates back in the 60s, and when you have a progressive tax rate system, your tax rate, you know, let's say from $0 to $75,000 may be 10% or 15%, etc. But once you get to, like, the tippy tops, on your 10 millionth dollar, sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%.
Can you support a tax increase like that once you hit $10 million, 60, 70%?
Oh, I can support folks at the top paying their fair share. As you know, George, there was a time in this country where the top marginal tax rate was over 90%. Even during Reagan's era in the 1980s, it was around 50%. So do I support, in order to have something like Medicare for All, that we ask folks that are in the top 0.05% or 0.5% or the top 1% to pay more? And also that we get more serious about making sure that corporations pay their fair share and that we're smart about understanding how, instead of folks having to pay sky-high premiums to companies that are seeking a profit to deliver health care, that we can have a better system where people can get good health care and have peace of mind. Even if that means that we rearrange where those dollars go, yeah, I support that.
Even if we rearrange where those dollars go, where have I heard that? Where people seem to think that it's their money to figure out how they rearrange? Maybe here.
In his sixth State of the City speech, Mayor de Blasio returned to his ideological roots, railing against the concentration of wealth in the hands of the very few, and introducing new initiatives. Our political reporter Grace Rao has the story.
Mayor de Blasio says he's fighting for the regular New Yorker who's just trying to make it in this city. And he took aim at the wealthy to drive his message home.
Brothers and sisters, there's plenty of money in the world. There's plenty of money in this city. It's just in the wrong hands. You deserve a city that gives you the share of prosperity that you have earned.
I mean, the idea that de Blasio wants you to believe in a city where, I'll give you an example, a hotel like a Holiday Inn, which might cost you, best case scenario, $100 in the real world, is $300 in Manhattan. And he wants you to believe he's fighting for the, you know, the real world here. And before I even get to that, I want to go back to Julian Castro for just a second. He says he's okay with going back to the era where people paid 90%, the top margin paid 90% of taxes. What does it leave you with? Nothing. Because whatever you buy is going to eat up all the rest of your money. It's just, it's bizarre. And he says, why do we want to do this? Because we want Medicare for all. Because Medicare works so great, right? And then he goes on to talk about corporations need to pay their fair share. I mean, unbelievable. But what got me was a comment he made where he says, we need a better health care system. And every time they say that, I go, wait a minute, wait a minute. We got Obamacare. You all wanted it. Now let's go back to de Blasio. He says he's fighting for the average New Yorker who's just trying to make a living. And I defy you. Go to New York. Go anywhere outside of the Bronx. Even Brooklyn. Go to any of those boroughs. And just go take your $1 million and go find out what it buys you. Take $1 million. Take your $3,000 a month. You think that's a pretty hefty amount of money to pay for rent, right? You would think, man, you're going to be overlooking the harbor or Central Park or something. Take your $3,000 and then come back and tell me what you get for it. This guy says he wants New Yorkers to have a share of the prosperity that they've earned. And I was with an Uber driver, and he says to me, we were talking, and I said, yeah, I just went to get some souvenirs. And it's crazy. I said, for a bottle of water, it was $2.50. He goes, it's crazy. He goes, I went somewhere. I'm a New Yorker. I go to a place. I say, hey, I'm really tired. I've been working all day. He may have been a cab driver. And he says, can I get a bottle of water? The guy says $2.99. He goes, look, okay, that's a tourist price. Can I get a bottle of water, New Yorker to New Yorker? You know, 50 cents. Guy goes, no, it's $2.99. And this is the owner of the shop. And he says, I'm imploring with the guy. Look, man, I get it. You got to make money. It's expensive to be here. You know, tourists are going to come through here. I'm bringing them to you. Can I get a 50-cent bottle of water? And the guy's like, no, it's $3, you know, $2.99. And he goes, he was so mad. It was fun. He was mad. And I get it. Because he's like, look, man, we are supposed to be bros here. And you're taking advantage of me. So that's what de Blasio is talking about. Look, $500 fine if you blow your horn in New York in a taxi. Who came up with this? And do you think they enforce it? Absolutely. We were talking about it, the taxi driver. I said, you know, he goes, do they even realize what it takes for me to earn $500? He goes, I got to live in this place. Where they are so used to the foreign, you know, these visitor dollars that you can't survive anymore. A meal that he might have normally paid $4 or $5 for is $15, $20. He goes, I can't survive here. And de Blasio says he's fighting for the average New Yorker to make a living. He wants to be the next president because he's so in tune with everything that we know that we're about, right? I don't know how you feel about it, so Joe Biden, he's going to make an announcement set for this week. And his youngest brother says that he expects Joe Biden to run. I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you, I don't expect Joe Biden to run. I think Joe Biden is going to not run. That's just my personal opinion. I don't have any insider information, obviously. His brother says, now he could surprise me. But I think the family's behind him 100%. Yeah, surprise. He thinks his brother's going to run. Former Mayor Bloomberg pushing back against liberal critics who say he shouldn't be allowed to use his billion dollar fortune to self-fund and buy the presidency. But he says, I've ran 3 times. I've used my own money, so I didn't have to ask anybody what they wanted in return for a contribution. So Bloomberg will consider it. I don't think he'll run. I think he'll rethink it. I think these billionaires, Tom Steyer, has already said he's not going to run against Donald Trump. I think the reason is he knows he can't beat him. I'm going to focus on impeaching him, he says. And then the next one who's made a declaration of sorts is Kamala Harris. She's on a book tour, and she's talking about not running. And finally, Beto had his teeth cleaned on a live stream. So we'll see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.